It says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. I dare not trust in anything else, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. If we're putting our trust into anything other than Jesus today, then we're on shaky ground, aren't we? Whatever it might be, name me anything other than Jesus, and we got problems, yeah? Because just everything around us. Someone was saying, actually, and it came from a Christian source this week, that someone had said they thought David Cameron was the best leader in the world. Now, I don't know what you think, but if that's what somebody thinks, then, and he's leading our world, then we've got a few problems, guys, I'm telling you. Yeah? And that isn't a part of a political broadcast. We've got problems, yeah? Our hope can only be in him. Yeah, if you've been coming the last few weeks, you'll notice that we've been talking about the King has come. The King has come. Last week, Jim spoke on You Should See the King. Fantastic. Jim was fantastic last week, and it was just a brilliant sermon. If you haven't listened to it, then get on the podcast and listen to it. If you've listened to it again. Yeah, You Should See the King. And this week, the title is The King is Here. The King is Here. I was reminded this week as I was just thinking about this, a song by Andrew Crouch. It said, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon. How many remembers that song? Do you know that song? Yeah. I didn't realise, but Andrew Crouch died this year in January. I didn't really realise, but I went on YouTube and started searching. You know what it's like once you go on YouTube and you start typing in and you go all around everywhere. It was just absolutely fantastic to listen to some of the stuff he's written. But soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Yeah. And that's true. Yeah, it's very true. Soon and very soon, we're going to see him physically. The Bible says every eye will see him. Yeah, that's yours and mine. We're going to see him physically. Today we're seeing him as a baby, but we're all going to see him face to face. If you've got your Bibles, we're just going to read in Luke chapter 2 what we've just been singing about, those shepherds. We're going to be singing, we've just been singing about it. We're going to read about it now. It's in Luke chapter 2. And we know these words so well, but again, they're just so powerful. Verse 8 says this. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which was just as they had been told. Just four things from there that just sort of jumped out to me in that passage. The first one in verse 15 is, they said, let's go. Come on, let's go. And verse 16 says, they hurried off. Verse 17 says, when they'd seen Jesus, they spread the word. And then they returned, glorifying and praising God. The King is here. That's the title today. The King is here. The shepherds knew that the King was here. I'll just put that down. The King is here. I don't know if anybody keep in touch with the news or what's going on, but there's been something on the news in the last couple of weeks, which, surprisingly, I would never, ever refer to this in a sermon normally, but this idea has come from the Pope. And
Has anybody heard this thing about holy doors? Has anyone heard about it? Holy doors. Well, this isn't a holy door, other than it's got a gap in the middle. But the Pope's been talking about holy doors. And evidently, in the Jubilee year, and this is a Jubilee year, the Catholic Church opens up these holy doors. And evidently in the Vatican, there's been a door that's been bricked up for 15 years. And they've taken all the bricks down and the Pope opened it. And in every cathedral around the world, every Catholic cathedral, they're opening these, what they call holy doors. Now, whether they've all been bricked up or not, I don't know. But they're opening doors. And the idea is they want people to go through these doors because it's a sign of Jubilee. It's a sign of freedom. And it's a sign that they're calling mercy over judgment. Yeah. And this has been launched by the Pope. Look on the BBC website, you'll find all about it. It was an interesting concept that suddenly hit me. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what this door has done, but there's nothing holy about it. There's nothing super, super duper about it. Yeah. It's just a door that someone bricked up and someone's opened it. But the concept of it just excited me. And you know, I think today we stand at the door of opportunity. We stand at a door of opportunity, individually and collectively, yeah? Do you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," yeah? "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with him," yeah? "And he with me," yeah? Jesus is standing at the door. Do you know? I don't know whether you know Jesus today or you don't, but I want to tell you that knock, I can't keep doing that because it's hurting my hand, but I want you to imagine that that is Jesus, and Jesus is knocking at every person's door today who doesn't know him. He's knocking. That's what Christmas is saying. I'm here. The King is here. I'm knocking. Do you notice he's not barging his way in? He doesn't barge his way in. He says, "Look, will you let me in?" Our doorbell went yesterday afternoon. I said, "Oh, I can't be bothered. You know, I can't be bothered." But the doorbell rang again. "Oh, no, I can't be bothered." In the end, Chris said, "Get up and open that door." Yeah. And I opened the door. You know, Jesus is knocking. Can you be bothered to let him in? "Behold, I stand." He wants to come into your life. He wants to come in. Maybe today, if you haven't got Jesus, then you've got no hope. Whatever you're building your hope on, without Jesus in your life, you've got nothing. And Jesus wants to come in, but he's not going to force his way. He's saying, "Look, I want to come in. Will you let me in?" Like anybody who comes to your house, a visitor, yeah? They ring the bell. You either open the door or you say, "Not today, thanks very much," yeah? But you say, "Yeah, you're welcome. Come in." And Jesus wants to come in. So it's a day of opportunity. It's a day of opportunity. Will you take that opportunity? The shepherds certainly had a day of opportunity. They said, "Come on, let's go. Let's go and see what's there." They didn't waste any time. It says they hurried off. Why? Because the King is here. The King is here. Do you know, it's not only a day of opportunity and a door of opportunity. I believe we're in a day and a door of challenge and change. What did they do after they'd seen Jesus? Did they just go back and look after the sheep? No. Something had changed in their experience. And you know, if you found Jesus, then something's changed. And what did they do? It says they spread the word. You know, if you know Jesus and he's part of your life, then you can't help but tell others. Yeah. How could they possibly have gone to see the King, Jesus, in that place and come back and said nothing? "We're telling nobody." Ooh, no. You couldn't possibly do it. They must have been just bubbling over with joy and excitement, and they spread the word. It's also a day and a door of praise and thanksgiving and adoration. It says they returned glorifying and praising God. No wonder, because the King was here. They'd seen him. They were excited. You see, the shepherds didn't wait. They didn't wait. They hurried off. "Let's go." They came back. They didn't wait. They spread the word. They came back and they glorified God. And that's what we need to do. That's what we've been doing today. We're giving glory to God because he came. The King is here. Do you know, guys, we need to move. We need to move. Individually and collectively, we need to move. Whatever it is that's stopping us moving, we need to leave it behind. Because the king is here. I wonder if those shepherds thought, well, hang on a minute, we can't leave the flock because there might be lions, there might be bears coming. We can't. No, the angel said, go. They said, let's go. Forget everything else. We're off. Forget the sheep. We get some new ones. Yeah. We're off to see the king. And you know, whatever we're building our own lives around, yeah. Guys, it's time to say, hang on a minute. Does it really matter? Is it important? Is it holding us back? It's time to go. Let's go. Come on. We need to move forward. We need to hurry off. And I mean this personally, speaking to myself and corporately. Whatever trappings are getting in the way of me letting other people know that the king is here, it's got to go. Isaiah 43 verse 18 says this, forget the former things. See, I am doing a new thing. Yeah, the king is here. When Jesus first came on that first Christmas events, wow, the world changed, yeah? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Guy, we've still got the opportunity now. The king is here. Peace, goodwill to men. We have got it. We can use it. It's a day of opportunity. It's a door of opportunity for us to go through with him to change things, to take those opportunities, to make those challenges and changes that we need to make, yeah? And to focus again on him with all our praise and all our worship. And as we go through those doors of opportunity and change, you know what we need to do? We need to shut the door behind us, yeah? And don't keep looking back. We know the story of Lot's wife couldn't help looking back. There might have just been something I've left behind that would be of value. And we know what happened. Turn into a pillar of salt. Guys, don't let's be looking back. We need to be looking forward. We need to be going forward in God. A new day, a new thing as we move forward in him. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. That's why that knocking is still there. There's a day of opportunity for you and today is the day. Yeah? Today is the day. Don't put it off. Don't put off giving your life to Jesus another day. Who knows if you'll be here tomorrow? I don't know. None of us know. The Bible says that Jesus is coming back again. Did you know? It says he's coming back like a thief in the night. Who knows when they're having a thief? Anyone? No. The police have put out special instructions, haven't they? Leave your Christmas lights on, whatever you do, because there's a lot of thieves about. Has anyone had a letter to say, I'll be coming on the 24th. I'll be there at 9:30. Make sure, you know, you're ready for me. Leave a cup of tea out and a few biscuits. I'm coming to steal your stuff. No. It doesn't happen. It's nonsense. But you know what? It says about Jesus, he's going to come back again to this earth like a thief in the night when we least expect it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Have you got him in your life? Is he in your heart? He's still knocking at that door. He wants to come in. He wants relationship with you. The king is here. He's here right now. And he wants a relationship with you. He wants a deeper relationship with every single one of us. The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, don't put your fingers in your ear. That's what it says. It really means don't harden your heart. It says, if you hear his voice, don't put your fingers in your ear. So many people have got their ears closed and their eyes closed to what Jesus wants to offer them. And as Adrienne was saying before, we're not offering religion. We're not offering another religion. We're offering Jesus life, hope, peace, joy, satisfaction, eternal life, forgiveness of sins. That's what's on offer today in Jesus. So what are we going to do? What opportunities, what challenges are we going to take and make as we go into 2016? What are we going to do? Do you know, as a church, I'm speaking to OCF congregation now, I really want every single one of us to get involved into the community in some aspect. I would like every single one of us, if we're not already, to be part of something that is not church, yeah? An organization, a group, an organization, a society, whatever it is, which isn't church-related. Something where we can make a difference. Adrienne talked there about the love of God. We need to be sharing the love of God into the community. We can stay in these four walls, but that's no good. We need to get out of these four walls into our community and reach out. So really, I'm asking each one of you today, think, what could you do that could reach into the community? What ideas have you got? We talked, I remember Mike talking about kite flying, things that we can actually try. Will this work? Will this make a difference? And some kites fly. We had a kite in the summer. I couldn't get it off the ground. In the end, I broke it. I dumped it because it was getting on my nerves. Just couldn't get it off the ground, and the wind was howling. But would that kite get off the ground? No, it would only go to that. It was no use at all. But at least I tried. And we tried in all sorts of weather. Carl was holding it up. Ethan was holding it up. We were all having a go. And in the end, we thought, forget it. You know, it wouldn't fly. But maybe you've got something. You've tried it once before and it didn't work. Try it again, maybe. Have a go at it. I was made up this week to go to Wetherspoons. And did you know there's a prayer group meeting in Wetherspoons? I didn't know, but I joined into it. Ailsa started a prayer group in Wetherspoons. It was great. And the coffee's dead cheap. It is. £1.05 for as much as you can drink. Filter coffee. Right up my street. Speak to Ailsa if you're interested. What a great idea. What a great idea that is. So I don't know what it is you've got to do. Our connect groups are already there, and those connect groups are reaching out. Get involved. Reach out and connect. Reach into the community. The food bank needs volunteers. Debt advice needs volunteers. Speak to Brian if you're interested. Get involved. So many people, so many tragic circumstances. Sharing with Brian this week about suicidal people who've come into debt advice and said, thank you very much, you've saved my life. This is Ormskirk, guys. Ormskirk. Desperate people. That's where we need to be, guys. We need to be there to help these people. Street pastors, we've said before, what an opportunity we've got just to go out and make a difference in our community. One night a month, could you do it? Out of your comfort zone. Ormskirk Community Partnership, I'm involved in that. U3A is another thing we could get involved in. Parent Teachers Association, trusteeships, sports teams, quiz teams, volunteering groups. Could go on and on and on. Whatever it is, let's do something. Let's reach out. The King is here. We have the King. Let's take him out and make a difference in our community. A door of opportunity. Mark made this for me. He was going to put a door on it, but it's a bit shaky and there isn't a door on it, as you can see, but I want you to think it's a door. Yeah. And I'm not into Catholicism in any way, shape or form, but I think there's something powerful in what's happened. There's something powerful in opening doors and people going through them and saying, I'm really taking a step here because I want to step into something new. I want to step into the freedom that you offer me. I want to step into the life that you offer me. I want to step into the opportunity and the challenge that you've got for me. So I'm going to leave this up here right now, and we're going to come to the Lord's table in a minute. And if you really want to do it, not just for the sake of doing it, but you say, yeah, Lord, I want to go through a door today. I want to go through this door, and I want something to happen because you are here. And you're not just a baby in a manger, but you're a life-changing, living God. And I want you at the center of my life to make a difference. I want you to walk through this door. If God's challenging you to do something different, if he's challenging you out of your comfort zone, if he's saying, come on, get out of the telly and get into the people, I want you to do that as well. If there's something you need to leave behind, maybe it's a baggage that you've got, then I want you to come through this door and shut it behind you and say, no more am I having that interfering with my life. No more is that going to be a baggage hanging around me, weighing me down. Because you are here. The King is here. Don't miss him. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Let him in. Let him in. Don't keep him waiting any longer. Let him in. Let him in. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. If the musicians can come and just, we're just going to come around the Lord's table. This is a communion table, and it's for anyone. Because what it does, it symbolizes what the whole birth of Jesus was for. That he came into this world to save this world. A Savior has been born. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior. And Jesus was the only one who could possibly save us because he was totally pure, without sin, and he died on the cross to take away the sins of the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him won't perish, but will have everlasting life. And so he says, do this in remembrance of me. Break this bread as a remembrance of my body being broken. Drink this cup as a remembrance of my blood, which was shed for you. And it's for everyone. And what I want you to do is just come. And if you want to walk through this door, then walk through the door. If you don't, then just pass it by. That's fine. And we'll take communion together. And remember what God has done for us. If you'd like us to pray with you, if you want to ask Jesus into your life today and you're not sure how to do that, then speak to one of us. We'd like to pray with you. Or about anything else, just come forward and we'll pray for you. Thanks, Sarah.
Revelation 3.